Thanks for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, my bank just notified me that I was charged $59.89, and this was on something that I thought I was being charged $2 for. So I need you to look up and I can give you my name and the last four of my credit card.
No, man, I just need your zip code.
38017.
Your first and last name?
Henson.
Your first name?
Renee.
Can you verify the address for me?
Well, you should be able to tell me that. I'll just give
okay,
you the
ma'am.
Last four.
We would like to custom verify the address. For security purposes, we would not be able to assist you with anything you need help with.
Okay, what now? I need to verify what?
Your address.
What'd you say about my social security number?
No, I said we need the customer to verify their address for security purpose.
426 Homeville Road, Carrieville, Tennessee.
Okay. And you're calling about the $59.89 charge?
Yes, ma'am.
It was for the KitchenAid mixed or mixture.
Well, it said $2 online.
Okay, you enroll into a membership. It's a monthly membership. So if a customer doesn't call in to cancel the membership, you'll be charged $59.89 every month until the customer calls in and cancels the membership. Now, it is stated in the terms and conditions. If you do not wish to become a member of the Federal Direct Saving Club, we did request that you give us a call back. Due to no call, a monthly charge of $59.89.
Well, I didn't see any of this, so that's why I'm calling back within the same day. So my bank my bank dubbed it as fraudulent charges, and that's why they stopped it. I generally, they can handle it or I can handle it, and I chose for them to handle it before they gave it to the police. So
they gave it to the police?
I said before they turned it over to police. I chose to handle it. So
turn it over to the police?
The fraudulent charge, ma'am.
Why would they turn it over to the police? What can the police do about it?
A fraudulent charge?
Yes, what can the police do about it? I never heard nothing like that.
A fraudulent charge? Anytime there's like fraudulent charges, they handle it, they turn it over to police, and they write up a report about it. So then
sure they do.
I give that to my lawyer.
All right. I mean, it's up to you, ma'am, not me. Okay, well, I did cancel the account, so if there's anything else I can assist you with.
No, that was it.
Okay, thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you.